Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. Nance!
Fry.
How you been?
Good, how are you?
That's good. I am just fine.
Are you jolly?
Dandy. I am jolly. Christmas is coming, the holidays, as
yes.
we say.
In a PC. Merry Christmas! Oh. No, we're not. Merry Christmas.
Right, so, what's going down
tonight?
I
had the pleasure of going to see Our Lady of 121st Street at Point Park Unit. It's a lot to say.
It sounds like it could be a lady of the evening.
Oh, no. Yeah, Our Lady of 121st
Street. You know, that lady on the corner of 21st Street.
It's a nun.
Oh, well.
Stop yourself.
So this is a scandal.
Yeah,
this
it's
is
a scandal.
The Lavender Nun.
The Lavender Nun. Yes, this is at Point Park University. It is directed by Stephen Wilson and written by Stephen Adley Gurgis. Sorry if I messed that name up. And it's a lovely production. It is, the basic plot is Sister Rose, a beloved nun to many of the young troubled people in the community, has died and her body has gone missing from the coffin.
That happened to Evita. Did you know
that's
that?
That's right. But was her body ever recovered?
It was a really weird, horrible story.
All right. Well, we'll go.
Let's not go
all right,
into
let's,
it here.
Yeah. Don't cry for me, Evita. Don't cry for me, Sister Rose. And it was, it is, just going to highlight some people in the cast because it's kind of made up of vignettes. And I don't really want to say vignettes because that makes it seem like none of the stories are connected. Mm-hmm. And they're all connected. But it's literally a moment between certain characters, blackout. A moment, black. But they're all sort of, and my friend had said, we kind of thought this was a character study of a bunch of different kind of characters because it was sort of vignettes and yet sometimes you're like, wait, what? And some of the plot and characters situations aren't resolved. So, and I'm not going to say what any of those are. So that was kind of, oh, okay. But I enjoyed it. The opening moment with Tal Crozier, who's Vic or Victor, and Balthazar, who's Paris Drew, is hilarious. And I heard that in their little promo, it says opening moment is hilarious, and it is.
Wait
hilarious.
A minute, there was a promo that said the opening moment is hilarious.
Yeah, it's on their card. It's on their little card that they give out when they promote all the upcoming shows. It is.
It actually said that. Okay,
something
the opening
like
moments of this show is that's like such a giveaway.
But no, it isn't because I'm not going to tell you what it is. It's just hilarious. No, the opening moment is hilarious, and it's with one of my favorite performers in the show, which is Tal Crozier, who was also Stanley in Streetcar Named Desire, mm-hmm. and also brilliant in that. It's basically all these different people and their connection to Sister Rose. Balthazar is a cop now. Edwin and his brother Pinky are. I know, troubled, because...
This sounds like Thanksgiving dinner with my family.
It's so many different...
Pinky's got a new job, and...
Porka.
And Porka's
working
down at the...
Norca, sorry.
No, doesn't it sound like a meal?
It is. It is really... There's so many different characters. They're all sort of dysfunctional. There's Father Lux, who was played by Zach Petrovich, who was also in 21 and very, very good in that as well. And it's just these really interesting characters and how they're all connected to their extreme love and affection for Sister Rose, whatever her faults were. Apparently she had a bunch of faults. And her cousin comes in and they're all looking for Sister Rose's body. Where's her body gone? And I can't really tell you what happens at the end, but There it is. There's the end.
She was some kind of nun.
She was some kind of nun. But here's some highlighted performances. I just want to shout out these people. Okay. So Victor Taukroger, who is hilarious. And Inez, Tierra Coleman, Pinky, Tony Ilorich. Probably butchered that name, sorry. Balthazar, which is Paris Drew. Edwin, who I really enjoyed because he just seemed like someone I know. I'm not going to go any further with that. Jeffrey Gordy. All of the women characters were great, but I just really thought that... And Lamont Walker II, who is Rooftop. Rooftop is his nickname. And there's a lot of, really, they're all amazing. They're all talented. They all bring that character to life with all the faults and all the wonderful qualities of those characters. It's well directed. And it is simply a wonderfully strong ensemble that bring this dark comedy to life.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Bergvivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Bergvivant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvivant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.